If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in studio again, Scottsdale HQ, sunny Scottsdale. Joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we doing? As we look out the window, because it might rain.
Let's hope it rains. We need it in the desert. I saw a map of the last 25 years, the amount of 100 degree days. It was like thousands.
1,100 for Arizona. Yeah.
It was like three for like Florida or something.
But the next closest was like 85 or something. In we Texas had 1,100 days.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just hot here, guys.
You ever been to the sun? It's kind of like that. Like, just take a quick trip to
come
the sun.
Come on out. Speaking of, we're hosting an event in the dead of summer next year on purpose.
That'll be great.
You guys come out, you get to experience 122 degrees. I think you'll love it. Some people will be like, oh my God. You know what's interesting too? It's like Las Vegas doesn't get the rap that Phoenix does. It's literally the same heat.
Almost, yeah.
Identical. You can go to Vegas, it'd be 117,
yep.
You know, but you're hammered in the casino all day. It's like, you don't feel
it's 85 or it's, you know, 70 degrees in there 24/7, days a week.
No windows. Golly.
You have no idea how hot it is outside.
Oh, unbelievable. All right. So let's talk about the resources you have at your fingertips as an owner. And they typically fall into two categories. You either have more time than you have money, or you have more money than you have time. Or in a great situation, you have money and time.
Boom.
That would be a great, you know, I think you can get to that point where you've got all of your things systematized and you're generating enough revenue that you could do the work if you want to, or you could outsource it and buy the work. So
That sounds like a goal.
Let's do it.
That sounds like a goal for many, yeah.
So time or money. So like when it comes to the things that need to happen in a gym, one of them is marketing. Like at the end of the day, if you don't market, you die, you dry up. It's like trying to get a train on the track started again, you just takes a lot of energy versus just doing a little bit every day, right? Mm-hmm. And I was at the Perform Better Long Beach and I got to the point where I start to talk about paid marketing strategies. And I said, hey, raise your hand if you're running paid ads, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or any other paid digital media. And like 10 hands went up. I was like, whoa.
In a room of what?
There's maybe, I don't know, 100 people in there, something like that. And so it was like 10%.
Sure.
And I said, okay, just so I heard this, how many are not running? And all the hands went up. So they were listening. I was like, cause you always wonder, somebody just doesn't want to throw their hand up. So the vast majority of gyms weren't marketing. And I was like, whoa, this is news. Why? Like explain why? And it was education. I don't know how to do it. I got burned in the past. So we just turned all of our stuff off, or it didn't work. You know, like there was a lot of things.
I think part of that too is the cost of an agency baked in there, right? If they don't have the knowledge, they're going to pay somebody else to do it. Do I have the $1,500 or $2,500 bucks a month just for the service to be done?
Sure.
Not let alone the ad spend.
The Zuckerberg fund.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So then it was like, okay, well, how are you getting clients? And it was like, well, you know, referrals or organic or walk-ins and stuff like that. And I just kind of thought to myself, you know, after the event, I was like, man, this is no way to run a business. You cannot just hope and pray people are going to come in as a customer today. And I don't know of many other, unless they're really small mom and pops that don't market. I don't know of another business that doesn't market. You got to market for customers. It's your growth engine is what we call it. So it's like, what is the reason you don't? So comes to back to the timer money thing. So if you don't have the money to pay for ads or an agency, your time needs to be spent getting your message out there. And just posting on Facebook ain't going to cut it. It might have in 2015.
Yeah.
When 80% of your people that followed you saw your stuff, but now it's like what, fraction of a percent?
Yeah, less. I mean, last we were looking, the hard numbers were under 2%. And that, I mean, we're talking 2-3 plus years ago. I would be willing to bet that an organic post gets half of 1%. So if you have 1,000 followers, 50 people are going to see that at most. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's the threshold to get it out there. Then depending upon the engagement, Facebook's going to decide, are we going to show this to more or not?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just engagement. It's just interesting. It's like, it's almost not even, it isn't worth it to me. So we have agencies that post or just generic stuff. I don't even know if, I think you have to have something there. If somebody's coming to look at, see if you're even in business anymore. But like, as a lead strategy, just not it. Organic posts, it's just not it. I think you could do, well, you have to own a list. I think that's the first step into the game. So you can not buy a list, but you can collect leads all the time. That should be always a goal of any time somebody calls, walks in, you meet somebody in the streets, whatever it is, get their card, get them into your list, get them into your system, get them into the nurture sequences. Coming up is Black Friday. It's just kind of starts now. You got to build a list, and it's harder as hell to build a list anymore through the standard, you know, Facebook ads.
Yeah. Well, but it's also hard generating leads, you know, compared to what it was years ago on Facebook and in socials and things like that. So it's, yes. Is it difficult? Absolutely. Is it something that because it's difficult, you don't do? No, it's, you got to find a way. You have to have these poles in the water. You know, I know you got that kind of room to give you feedback on that. It's the same thing when I take calls with gym owners, you know, what is their paid ad strategies? How many leads are they generating a month? That type of thing. And man, it's dismal. Most gym owners that I speak with are collecting, they might get 5 to 10 leads a month from organic avenues, whether it be, you know, a walk-in, a referral, something like that. But because they're not doing paid ad strategies, how can you grow your business? What is your retention rate? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, can you actually outpace your attrition if you don't have a paid ad strategy? Or are you literally just watching your business dwindle away in front of you? Because to your point, you're unwilling to either learn what it takes to do that. And to clarify too, boosting a post, guys, is not a paid ad strategy. It's exposure. Like, it might get you a little bit more eyes on something, but that is not a strategic plan for acquiring leads. So having a paid ad campaign where you're generating direct response for the services that you sell in your business needs to be part of your business. Bar none. I mean, we used to say that it's the age of information, right? We live in the age of information. We heard it our whole lives, type of thing. And I would go as far as saying that we're past that now. It's the age of application. It's the age of action. Because the difference is the education's there, right? Our cell phone has every bit of freaking knowledge that exists, bar none, you know, and you can have it at your fingertips in seconds now, whether it be YouTube, whether it be AI, whether it be, I mean, hell, Google, like any of these mediums, you can get the information you need to get the answer to solve the problem that you have. Are you doing it? And that's the difference, right? No offense, guys, but not having the knowledge for how to set up a Facebook ad campaign is not enough to not do it.
Yes, that's not an excuse anymore. There's so many resources for that. Yes, it changes. So you have to find and make sure that you have an up-to-date version, but you can go to YouTube and find Facebook ad tutorials day in and day out.
Hundreds of them.
You can go that are
a month old.
And you can ask ChatGPT like the levels of awareness and understand breakthrough advertising and Eugene Schwartz and how to tap into the
psychology, you know, of the consumer at the different levels.
Yeah, different levels. And it's all out there. Hey, Tim Lyons here. And let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Growth Summit. 3 days laser focused on building a gym that prints profit and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Loves Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a five-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025. Build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
So why aren't you doing it? Is it the money? Okay, well, then you have to have, it's your time, like, period. If you can't pay somebody to do it, you're going to have to learn it. And that just is what it is. But here's the other thing, the fear side of it, right? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, so once you do know what you're doing and you start getting spend going on, and you have to know your data, you have to know and understand that, you know, the cost per lead is X and my click-through rate is Y and my return on ad spend is Z and what numbers matter. At the end of the day, it's a math equation. I put X amount of dollars in, I got X amount out. Is it worth my time? Is there an investment on the money that I put in and the time that you put in? It's either yes or no, or it's a break even. But at the end of the day, having that data in front of you right there, right now, will alleviate all fears that you would have from running ads. And so there it is. The excuse goes away right there too.
Yeah, I was looking for a quote and I don't remember where it is. I was trying to see if I could find it, but it's something like, fear isn't an emotion, it's a decision, right? Like, yes, you might be feeling that, but the decision to, when you take action, fear goes away. Like, it's always going to be there type of thing until you do what you're fearful of. You're always going to be in that state of fear. And it was kind of interesting. Like, it kind of hit me because it was like, man, everything people have resistance around because of the fear, all they have to do is make the decision to do it. And all of a sudden that's,
yeah,
now you're past
it. You have to overcome the emotional,
yep,
side and, of it.
You know, it's tough. I mean, marketing is one of them. Leveraging time, another area in the business that we see this a lot is the decision to hire somebody to take on training. Gym owners, guys, I could tell you guys, gals, you guys don't value your time that you spend in your business like you would. I want you to think about your time, everything that you do in your business, at the rate at which, one, you should be paid for that time as the pinnacle of that organization, right? You should be $300-$500 an hour value you bring to that table, that business. When you're spending it on the training floor, and I hate to say it because I know it's passion for a lot of gym owners, but if your business isn't at a point where you can leverage a full team and leverage the time that others are spending in your business, you have to get to that point. At any point, I always say it, you can't always be handcuffed to your business. You shouldn't always be the trainer yourself. When you start to get other people in those seats and see what it does for your business and then allow yourself to work on other income producing activities, that's getting out of your own way and watching your business grow for the first time, or, you know, for the next whatever you need. But that the decision to leverage an agency to run your ads, or the decision to have an employee running those training sessions, you're buying your time back, and that time needs to be spent on other high value areas of the business, not going and, you know, mopping the floors or repairing a piece of equipment. Or these are the lowest level tasks that need to happen in a business, but you as the pinnacle, you as the owner, should not continually put that stuff back on your plate just because you can. Mm-hmm. You need to get the hell out of that seat, and you'll realize, like, spend a month doing it. Spend a month having somebody else do the stuff, you know, all of those low level tasks.
You'll be surprised how much time you have.
And not only time, but like, you'll start to see the fact that, like, your business will start to grow because your time is then spent on the things that actually grow a business, not in the weeds, in the trenches, doing the service, the fulfillment. If you don't get it off your plate, you're always going to be in that seat. And you, the one thing you need more is time so you can actually work on the direction of the business.
The old chicken, the egg, right? Yeah. It's like, do I pay for this to get the time, or do I do it so I can get the money to then I could pay for the person to get the time.
And I think that it's because if gym owners went into the business every single day and you had to write yourself a paycheck for the hours that you spent at a $400, $500, $600 per hour rate, how fast would that change things that you thought about?
You wouldn't be paying somebody $400 an hour to mop the floor.
No.
You wouldn't.
But what is the value of that job, right? What is the value of the return that you can pay somebody else to do? That's, you know, the whole concept of Dan Martell's buy your time back, right? But that's the whole thing, is you have to start looking at your business through a different lens to get to the next position for you to work on the things that are actually going to change.
Dan Martell has a book that says buy your time back. It's hiring people to do the jobs that you shouldn't be doing. That's the whole book. Literally, that's the book.
Pretty much. I mean, he's literally has a formula for value of when it makes the most sense.
So common sense. Okay.
It would seem that way. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just interesting. I thought everybody would know that.
They might know it, but the decision to do it's a different ballgame. Yeah,
Well, that's the 4-hour work week by Tim Ferriss is outsourced.
Leverage.
It's the same. So is that the same book?
Basically, I haven't read it back to back. The 4-hour work week is probably one of the first personal growth books I think I was ever given. It's been a minute since I read that one. Mainly because it seems, you know, like once you read it, it is that. It's common sense.
Yeah. So I'm going through this equation with a couple of gym owners that have an opportunity to hire a GM type director style sales guy who's they know this guy from another previous life, and they've got two gyms, and this guy obviously is a heavy hitter, so he's going to cost a lot. And the question is, can we afford it? Should we buy this guy, you know, bring him into the organization? And it's just a series of questions. Basically, it's like, what's the role he's going to do? Who's doing it now? Okay, the owners are. Okay, cool. So you're going to free up your time for X amount of dollars. Is he going to generate a return on that investment? Yes, no, maybe. Is the time that you now have free, you're going to be able to go leverage that into more revenue that's going to more than double the time that you're paying this guy? And it's just an equation.
Yeah.
And that's how I think about everything, right? So it's a really interesting one, because this is exactly how I thought about Zach and what I should pay him because of the time that it's going to free me up and what I can do with my time. If you don't do anything with your time, then it's literally you're wasting it, right? Because money or time. So now you're paying for somebody to do the job that your time was being used to. Now you have all this new free time. What are you going to do with that time to then generate more income, more money to offset all of the, it's a math equation. Again, common sense, but if you're in the mix, it's hard to kind of zoom out and be like, okay, oh, I see what you're saying. X, Y, and Z taking me about 30 hours a week to do all these roles. This person can make sales. I'm doing sales. So if we're both doing sales, maybe that'll double some revenue, like in some areas, et cetera, et cetera.
Leverage.
Et cetera.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, time or money, take a look at it. You should always be marketing, leveraging your own time. Stop doing all the menial tasks, and look at what your true value is to the organization as a thought leader, visionary, the guy kind of the captain of the ship, the girl captain of the ship, whatever. And are you using your time as best you possibly can?
Well, and with that too, I mean, because often we'll get gym owners that do get their time back. And then the question is, all right, what should I be working on type of thing, right?
You should know that before you get the time back.
Well, you should, but it's also a great place. And this is where, you know, everything I listen to is everybody who succeeds, everybody who gets ahead, the people that you look at that are successful, every one of them is constantly learning something new. And so you might not have a direct ROI to your business the next hour you spend doing something. Next task, when you free that time up, you don't have something right away that's going to make you the money same day type of thing. But what is it in the business that you need to learn, right? We were just talking about Facebook ads. Once you get that time back, if you don't know how to launch and do those yourself, you bought your time back, go spend it educating yourself on the areas that you know you need to know in order to move the needle of the business. And so whether it's the task can get done on your plate or the education can get done so that you can do the task, that's my recommendation on what to go work on. But at the same point, I mean, to that point, of anything that you can do as a business owner in your business, acquiring new clients, new leads, the ideation that goes around being innovative, being different, that type of thing, that's where I think you should spend some of your time. I'm not huge on like your traditional networking groups, like the BNIs and the local things for our positions. I don't think it's going to generate more leads for your business to a rate that makes sense. But are there opportunities like the Grow Summit, our Iron Circle, mentorships, coaching programs, things that will help have somebody else come and look at your business and say, hey, maybe you should be working on these things. That's where you're going to get the most growth and gain out of getting out of that seat, employing the people to do those lower level tasks, and continue to be the visionary for your business. That has to be the direction that you take your business as a business owner.
That's right. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helped you. And hopefully we'll see you again in person soon. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.